This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we begin to bring our study of the book of Joel in the Old Testament to a close, there are a number of impact thoughts I'd like to focus on. The first is captured in this impact statement in Joel 1:3. Tell it to your children, let your children tell it to their children, and their children to the next generation. What is it they were to pass on to the next generations? Let me suggest, they were to share family faith stories. Joel was addressing those who had experienced the devastating impact of a locust infestation. They were hurting, but they had survived. God had sustained them. Often parents try to protect their children from the harsh realities of life. The prophet was encouraging them to tell their children the truth. Tell it like it is. If you cover up the truth from your children, you might begin to believe the cover-up yourself. Sometimes we might survive a catastrophe without learning anything from it. If that happens, we will not be preparing our children for whatever they might encounter in their future. That's why the prophet confronted them by crying out, "Wake up! What you've experienced was bad, but what's coming down the pike is far worse. If you don't wake up and repent, you won't be ready to cope when it happens, nor will your children." Preparing your children with the truth and equipping them to prepare their children enables your offspring to stand tall and true in the face of whatever they encounter in the future. That's a legacy God wants you to leave for His glory. Let me encourage you to go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, in order to review this message.